Hello, this is HPR Community News for January 2011. And I'd like to start off this community news show by welcoming Guitar Man, Afrofab, Ruji, and Brother Mouse as new hosts on the HPR network. Looking forward to more contributions from them in the future. First of all, let's go through the shows. We had a wide selection of shows this month. Starting off with Guitar Man, giving us a rundown on urban cycling, how to cycle, tips and tricks on how to cycle into work. It also helps if you live in a country that's very flat like the Netherlands. The following day we had JWP with some excellent advice on how to use alternative investing and micropayments and different thinking outside of the box as far as making your money work for you, but also making your money work in a good way. Then we had Pipeman Music with an intro to audio podcasting and podcasting. And this is a series that we're going to be promoting on HPR so that we can get people as comfortable as possible with podcasting and audio and how it works. So just one tip, if you are using the spaghetti trick, make sure and cook it before you start trying to chop it. The following day we had Tlatu's urban camping series, and in this episode he was trying to find shelter. This series is strangely disturbing but very, very intriguing. The following day we had Dave Yates with tip on Surfraw, which is to provide a fast Unix command line interface to various popular World Wide Web search engines, and I found myself using that quite a bit. Very interesting. Dave does come out with a lot of these interesting topics, and I'd like to welcome Dave back to the HPR network and hope that he will continue to send in shows, if not every month, as frequently as he can. Then we had Thistleweb with So You Want to Start Your Own Band, and this was a look at how the restrictions and copyright affects people who want to start a band, and how you need to buy sheet music and CDs and all the rest of that stuff. And it was very interesting and spoke and prompted some debate among my colleagues in work. The following day we had a new host, Arfab, with tips on how to install Windows XP in VirtualBox. This is a very, very good instructional HPR episode, of which we could do with more of. So please keep them coming. The following day we had K5 with a QSK podcast, You're Driving Me Crazy. This was a filler episode, but I was glad to play it because this was one of my favorite QSK podcasts. Then again, the next day, 6:20, was Tlatu holding an interview with K-Tech Systems, who are involved in hiring of skilled IT professionals. 6:21 was Dan and Cafe Ninja doing a book review of Ayn Rand's Atlas, which was quite thought-provoking and stirred quite a lot of comments on the website as well. The 6:22 was a show that I had bumped up, and it was by a return host, Jane Duck, with her topic on influenza. And it was an eye-opener for myself and actually changed my opinion on flu shots and influenza shots. Then we had JWP with his second episode of the month, History in the Background of the Nano Editor. And this was a strangely intriguing show. I really liked the history, the background of a program that you use occasionally, and it really gave me a feeling that there was a community behind it and there was a reason and a passion behind this application. I really hope JWP continues to do shows and continues to do shows like this. Very, very good. The following day we had the King of the Hobos Tattoo again with Urban Camping number 3. And in this one he was, let me see here, How to Organize Your Gear, which actually was of interest to a lot of people, even though you don't have, you're not that interested in urban camping per se. How to organize your gear is also a useful, always a useful thing to be able to do, especially if you're a tech. And then we had Ruji with her journey from OS X to Linux, and this series of how I got into Linux and such has been one of the most interesting that I've come across. One always assumes that the journey to Linux is the same for everybody, but as we see here, it wasn't. And this was an intriguing and way to come into Linux, and it opened my eyes to a lot of different applications that I wouldn't have otherwise been aware of. In 628 was an excellently edited show by Brother Mouse entitled Tasker, which is an automation application for Android. Although it's a purchase app, it is right up the street of people, and I think it actually is more useful than the Google supplied application builder for putting together tasks. So you should check out episode 628 if you've got a Android phone. 629, in an example of how not to edit a podcast, was one that I did on RSS 2.0 specification with iTunes namespace. Here I geek out on XML of all things, whatever turns you on, with the specific aim of testing out new feeds for the HPR network, and links for those feeds will be in the show notes. More about that anon. And then the final show of the month was Pokies. Going to have a table at HPR Northeast Linux, GNU Linux Fest. And more about that later on as well. So, in other news, the comment system is, as you know, I now approve all comments. So, one of the comments that were people put in was that the captchas were difficult to fill in. So, what I did was I turned it off. So, we don't have captures anymore, but comments still need to be approved. It's increased the amount of spam that we've had, but not markedly, not that much. Seeing as the capture system wasn't working anyway, there wasn't much of a barrier there. One of the things after the automation, which I'll be getting into in a moment, that I'm going to be tackling is the rewrite of the comment system, so that people can subscribe to comments on their own shows or particular shows or that sort of thing. If you want to subscribe, there is a comment feed hidden away in the P, the red letter P of HPR. Each of those letters brings you to a different location, and the P brings you to the comment feed, so you can subscribe to all the comments that are made on HPR. I do vet them all, so there's very little chance of stuff getting through. We are on the search for a WAV version, WAV version of the intro and outro music, so that people can have higher quality and better encoding. And the guys are trying to track that down for us. But if you have it, can you please send it on? I had the privilege of being on the Nightwise KWTV Live 2010 Day 1, Hour 4. Well, actually, I think it was Hour 3 show, where I was talking Nightwise, took a few hours off work, and we were discussing what HPR is, the hacker mentality, and promoting HPR and trying to get some of his community over here recording shows for us on Hacker Public Radio. Now, before I get on to mailing list news, I'd like to bring you up to date that, and I want to give a special thanks to Maya, who has endured an immense amount of pain putting up shows onto archive.org. All 620 of the shows, I mean, we're up to 630 now, but 620 of the shows from 01 to 620 have been uploaded in batches of 10. And this has been a fabulous achievement, mind-numbingly boring, I imagine. So much so that this morning I was able to fire off an email to archive.org and they've replied back, and we now have a collection under the title of Hacker Public Radio, and the link will be in the show notes to that collection. Very, very well done. Thank you very much, Mia. I do appreciate it. From the mailing list, we had, this is actually from last month, but I thought I'd mention it here. Sigflip put out the call that she would configure an Icecast server to do 24/7 streaming of HPRs, and Dave Yates answered the call saying that he has a server available, which I suspect is the one that's standing right across from me as I'm sitting here in my basement recording this show. There has been more talk about the RSS feed, mostly from myself, looking for feedback on the test feed, which is at hackerpublicradio.org/test.xml. If you could put that into your podcast reader or your RSS reader or whatever, however you get your shows, so that we can have a confirmation that it works before I switch over the main feed to use this. As we said before, in episode 630, Pokey has ordered a booth for the Northeast Linux Fest, and he's also ordered some HPR stickers and is looking for help on with that, so people to come along and help out at the booth, or people who want to throw a few quid that way so that we can get some more stickers for people and promotional material. I will probably be attending FOSDEM as well, and I will also probably be attending OG Camp if they put it on this year. So I will try and have some stuff there and at least catch some interviews if I can from those locations. So listen to episode 630 for more information on that. There was quite a large discussion about HPR TV. So Droops wants to do audiovisual stuff on HPR. There was discussions about what it would be, whether it would range from something like Justin TV, or it would be screencasts, or it would be just a straight off video, headshots, and just stream that out live and then set up the recording on HPR the following morning. I'm very interested to see how it goes. I think it's a really good idea. Probably one thing that Dave mentioned that I would agree with him is that we want to keep some of the feed separate, but that's something that I plan to do anyway. We'll have a Speaks feed, an AUG feed, an MP3 feed, and then possibly a multimedia feed for people who have the bandwidth for that sort of thing. And then there'll be two versions of each of those, last 10 days, last 10 episodes, and then the entire archive. The only thing that probably want to consider when we're doing television is that we need to keep in mind that there's a audio-only audience behind that. But please join the mailing list, go to hpr.org/maillist. Join the mailing list and join in the discussion about that if you have anything to say on it. During the course of that, we mentioned that we didn't have enough space to host the AUG files or the Speaks files. Jason Scott of textfiles.com fame, a personal hero of mine, has offered us space to mirror HPR, which I think is very, very cool. So look forward to the entire AUG and Speaks feeds being available very, very shortly. And if you want to speed that up, then you can do by verifying that the test feed works and send me some feedback, yes or no. That would be very much appreciated. Now, as promised, I want to do a year in review. We had a possible 261 shows last year, and unfortunately we were only able to make 131 of those slots, which is a little a tiny little bit over 50% of our target of hitting one show a day. This year, the good news is instead of 261 shows, we only need to do 260 shows. And so far we have 17, so we're well on the way to reaching that target. So long as people continue to send in shows, we'll be fine. So we do go through a lot of shows here on HBR. And I wanted at this point to give you some statistics on the amount of bandwidth that we have, on the amount of people who subscribe, but that sort of information, unfortunately, I'm getting from three or four different places, and it doesn't seem to be correlating very well. So hopefully later on we'll be able to get some more of that information out to you. Droops has offered to come and improve the site, do some search engine optimization and that sort of thing. But since we've disabled the captchas, we've reduced our bandwidth by 50%. So that is interesting. Sorry, since we started approving the comments, the spammers have gone away, basically. So we have had this year so far 37 hosts, 37 different hosts. And I'm going to turn you over now to Danny Speak, who will give you a breakdown of who has contributed the most this year to HPR.
Contributing one show. D. Macock, Patrick L. Archibald, Dave Yates, Jane Doc, Enigma, Roundtable, Illel, Futex, Joninsk, Thisleb, Rugi, Pegwell, Cobra, 5150, Kerbin 2, Arfab, Brother Mouse, Stank Dog, Flavio Simihayan, Guitarman, and Dan. Contributing two shows. Pipeman Music, Quivmo, Jared Mays, and Urban Koistinen. Contributing three shows. JWP, SP Zero Ruse, Deep Geek. Contributing four shows. Lost and Drunks, Monsterb, and Pokey. Contributing five shows. Zoke. Contributing seven shows. Sig FL Up, and K5 Tux. Contributing eight shows. Drake Anubis. Contributing 10 shows. Ken Forlon. Contributing 11 shows. Michael Ford. Contributing 13 shows. Phoenix. Contributing 20 shows. Klaatu.
Thank you very much, Danny Speak. Thank you very much, not only to Tattoo, Phoenix, and everybody else. I would like to thank everybody who is involved with HPR, this community, all the people behind it, all the people paying for the hosting, all the people, the guys from BinRev, all Enigma, Tattoo for hosting the shows, everybody else behind the scenes who's giving me help and advice. All the guys in the IRC, all the people on the mailing list, all you guys for listening, basically everybody in the HPR community, thank you very much for all the support over the last year, and I look forward to hearing from everybody in the coming year. My New Year's resolution is to get more hosts on the HPR network. My ideal goal is that everybody who listens to HPR will have contributed at least one show. It's very, very easy to do. Just pick up a mic, send us in a show. It would make an ideal New Year's resolution. Forget about losing weight. You have already given up smoking because I've already done a HPR episode on how to do that. So this year, your New Year's resolution, it's a really easy one to do. Pick up a microphone, record a show, and send it in here to Hacker Public Radio. And with that, I'll finish off with a few poignant words from our spammers. The Music Man says, each and every should me implement for the key pass. It will definitely giving good security for all sites. Touching, touching, touching. A spammer writes, ah! Exclamation mark. I have loved these websites and want you to get my acquaintance. Please email me and we can move to your countries. P.S. My daddy is rich. He pays for the aeroplane. I love that one. That's brilliant. Numerology writes, a very nice blog. I really like to meet you. The caption is really very nice. My tick. I really like it. I'm very much pleased with the contents you have mentioned. I wanted to thank you for this great article. I will be waiting for the new update.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.
Wait for you to manage all the usable stuff.